What Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Brown bag.
What's up? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bang.
202.
And you guys are probably wondering what is going on. And we're missing somebody. We are missing Letty because she is having a war with casserole right now.
Green bean casserole and her
are squabbling up.
Squabbling up in the kitchen right now.
But it's also, it was Letty's birthday on Sunday. And you know the team, we have to do it up. Michi Chew is here, you feel me?
That's right.
You feel me? I got my little tamarindo. We got a little nice
strawberry.
Shout out Sandy.
Paloma.
Always does a great job. Shout out Sandy. She has been, bless you. She's been a huge blessing in our brown bag days lately. So look at it. She did a great job, put this together. Mm-hmm. Went to Portos for us, got a nice little cake for Letty. Who doesn't love Portos? And Letty loves Portos.
Yeah.
And we're also having our brown bag Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you. Shout out Six. He brought some mac and cheese.
No, that's not mac and cheese.
Black and cheese. He brought some black and cheese. You feel me? Vic brought the ham and mashed potatoes. I also brought mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we're gonna have a mashed potato off.
But it's not for a white old lady made Vic's, which is you know, just
she has a name and her name is Granny Pat.
She's
an amazing
shout
woman.
Shout out Granny Pat.
Shout out Granny Pat because she also made the ham.
Mm-hmm.
And the ham looked good.
I made the ham.
No, you didn't, Vic.
No, you didn't. See, the thing, what I will, you know, champion people like Granny Pat and people who share the skin color of Granny Pat on, is some ham.
Yeah.
I don't even have to see it. I know Granny Pat did it up with the ham.
She went ham on the ham.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm really excited.
Okay. I was trying to do it. And then she was like,
you were bugging in her space?
Just let me do it. Like, no, it didn't even get that far. I went and bought it. And I was like, I told her I was going to make a ham. And she was like, how are you going to make it? And I'm like ham. Like, I'm just going to, you know. Ham it up. She's like, please bring me the ham, I'll do it. And I was like, are you sure, Granny Pat? You know when like you put dishes in the dish, like in the sink, and then they're like, just leave it, and then you just start like washing it a little bit, and you're like, you sure? You don't want me to wash all your dishes? No?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of how it was like, I'll do it. I was like, you sure? Okay, all right, I won't fight you, Granny Pat, because I don't fight whites.
Yes, that is the way to live life safely.
That's the way to live life.
But 100%.
Super grateful for her, all jokes aside. Like, she really helped out.
Yeah, the ham smelled good as shit.
Yeah.
And I know it was real when she gave it like the bags to keep the ham warm.
Ooh, she thought about everything.
She put the gravy in the jar.
Yeah, she's like, this is so you don't get your car dirty, mijo. Like, I was just like, damn.
Damn, boy. She's
no, she called me mijo.
Yeah?
I swear.
She called me boy.
She called
me.
She would never. She called me mijo. Like, all jokes aside.
So, and then my sister.
Because her husband was Latino.
Latino, yes.
So, yeah.
So, and then I made my sister made mashed potatoes for me.
we're a piece of shit.
Oh, where's the lighter? Letty's coming, you guys.
Oh, shit, she's coming. Letty's coming.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Yeah! Careful with that.
Recording?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, sit down. What?
No, hey, we understand.
Happy birthday, Letty. Woo! Yes, listen. Do you want it in English or Spanish?
Spanish.
Okay. Estas son las mañanitas que canta el rey David. Hoy por ser día de tus santos, te las cantamos a ti. Despierta, Leti, despierta. Mira que amaneció. Y a los pajaritos cantan, la luna ya se me...
Happy birthday to you.
All right. Do the black one.
Down by the river.
No, it's not that one.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I did see that. I'm thinking a few ones.
Happy birthday.
We shortened it now. I'm going to do all of it. We shortened it now.
Yay!
Yay.
Can you guys try my casserole?
Okay.
Yes.
Bruh.
A
Okay, Letty, well, first and foremost, happy birthday, Letty.
Yes, happy birthday.
It was on Sunday.
Yes, it was, but on Sunday.
You feel me? We're putting little things together. Shout out. Sandy did a great job with your little
decoration. Sandy did a great job with decoration. This is a great cake. It feels like it's portal cake. Is it portal cake?
Portal cake vibes.
Thank you, guys. Yep.
So, you know, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
All right, how long have you guys been potting?
Just like 5 minutes.
10 minutes.
Okay, nice. Yes.
Okay, so.
I wanted you guys to try this live on air. I know we have a whole little.
Yes,
we,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just made it. Right, Luis, you saw me cooking? Yes. So.
Why did he wink?
He's not winning.
This was coached.
I also did videos because I knew if someone wasn't going to believe it was mine.
Okay. Switch it? Yeah. There it is. Switch it, okay, switch. Don't switcheroo. Nice. Okay.
Okay, stop. I know it looks crazy.
It smells.
No, it looks good.
Because I put bacon bits in it.
Oh, that's fire.
Okay, is that is okay? Wait, I have a question, Letty.
What's that?
Okay,
can you pan to my cam?
Okay, ooh, she's a little sideways. Andres, can you fix it real quick?
Okay.
Yes.
So I put bacon bits in it, and I'm gonna tell you the recipe I followed. I believe it's Cooking with Claudia. So shout out to her. If you don't like it, it's not her. It's the way I cooked it. Like.
100%.
I don't know if I got the measurements all right.
That's be the like the trouble with the thing. Yeah. It's like they're like, oh yeah, for this portion, you're like, well, I want to make a little more than that, and then that can throw off the whole shit.
That part.
But I'm sure it tastes great.
And also,
talk about it.
You've never made this before.
I've never made it. It's my
so
first
this is a full blown experiment for you.
Yeah. Oh, also. Have you ever had green bean casserole?
I've never even had
I've
a
never
casserole.
Had green bean casserole.
So this is your standard.
This is my
so
standard.
I have nothing to compare this to.
Okay, but I will tell you, I added, because usually they do fried onions. Mm-hmm. I added fried jalapenos to a little bit more spicy kick.
Yes, okay.
And then some recipes don't put bacon, but I put bacon.
Okay. But people do put bacon.
Some people put
bacon. Okay. I'm with all the bacon right now.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay, go. I haven't tasted it either.
I'm gonna be honest. It looks crazy. It looks like a jailhouse spread.
See, maybe that's all casserole is.
You were
talking
smack in the comments too. You got it.
All right.
Make sure you grab like a piece of everything.
Oh, that was
bomb.
Okay.
God damn. Dang.
Tell me. Do you taste the spice? Make sure you get some chile too. It looks like
chicken. Food is good.
Yeah, I told you.
Food is good.
Taste it, big. Six.
You're bomb.
Don't
six.
Like it.
Six. You're back.
Taste it.
There's a lot going on here. Man, this is good.
Bacon's a great touch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bacon's a great touch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, six.
Come on, six.
All right.
I'm scared.
I'm just gonna sit down.
I know, you gotta do it.
Talk about it. What's up with the casserole? Don't spit it out.
Why is he not saying anything?
So Letty.
What's bless you.
Bacon is a great touch. You haven't changed my mind about casserole.
Aww.
But I would finish the plate of that.
Let's go!
Bye,
Letty.
That means you're not a trash cook.
That means you could. Letty, that tienes sazón.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That just means that means you don't suck at cooking at all.
Try this.
Yeah, like.
What's your reaction?
That's probably the best a casserole can do.
It's good.
There you go. As long as Luis likes
bro.
It.
Bro.
That's the opinion that matters.
Let me sit Luis down.
What is the crema on this?
Remember I told you I saw them put flour? So it's flour, mushroom, heavy cream, like the sauces. I use scallops. What else did I use? Yeah, it's pretty. And then bacon grease.
You know what this reminds me of? A Carl's Jr.'s burger.
The double western bacon?
Dude, it's
with the onion rings?
That's what it tastes like.
That's fire.
Like if I
and I like that shit.
If we were to put a bun over this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, this is good.
You get what I mean? Like, I like the crunchy.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, fool.
Let the record reflect.
I was like,
Duna wants to put his buns on this.
The only thing it's missing
I'm going to be honest. When I saw it, I was like, but
and
don't
then,
let
it. And then it's a side. So think of it next to your turkey or next to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next to your mac and cheese.
This is fire.
Yes. This is good. I fuck with it. All
right.
All right. You want to take it? You want to?
That was great. You probably win amongst all casseroles.
Dude, because look, what I'm saying is I've never had a casserole.
Yeah, same.
And if that's what it is, because there's...
No. I don't want you to get confused.
Okay.
That is not the standard casserole.
What is the standard?
She made a great casserole. The standard casserole probably looks similar without the bacon bits, but tastes horrible.
I'm going to tell you something, too.
Okay.
A lot of people use the canned green beans and then canned mushroom soup. I made it. I made it.
You went to go buy the green beans.
The green beans. So I'm assuming that one kind of like made the Campbell's soup, mushroom soup. And then like canned green beans. So it won't taste the same. Mm.
Bro, that is so crazy. By the way, right again, I've never had a casserole.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
I don't know if other casseroles will taste better than that one.
Because there is like chicken.
There's all kinds of casseroles. There's green beans, chicken
casserole. Every kind of casserole you could think of. Yeah. Probably a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a whole subgenre of food we don't really know about.
Granny Pat's homegirls have made hella casseroles in their day.
For sure.
But it's okay, so it is a white thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their shit. 100%.
Mm.
There's like layers of it. It's like a casserole that has layers, right?
It's levels to this casserole.
It's like a white lasagna.
Yeah, that's what
lasagna
I was trying to
think.
No, lasagna is Italian.
Lasagna is Italian.
Spicy white.
Spicy white.
They weren't always white.
They weren't always white.
You know how they started, Vic.
But it is really good. You know what? I think a part of a Friendsgiving or a Thanksgiving, it's the fact that you do get to try all new
Friendsgiving, things. Absolutely. Thanksgiving, that's... Game 7.
Like Thanksgiving.
That's game 7.
That's game 7. You
Friendsgiving game 1.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be like mad comfortable with the dishes you get.
Yeah, and I chose what I'm comfortable with. Water and setup.
Hey, how was utensils?
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to it. Let's get straight to it.
So
that's
my
what all the comments
giving,
were.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay, so I talk shit a lot about Kim and Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in the comments of the video, right?
I think so, yes. I'm surprised they even know how to use their phones, because they are paisas.
Oh, by the way, cooking con Claudia is the recipe that
oh,
I got.
Oh, yes. Can I see how hot she is?
Cooking underscore con underscore.
Can I see how hot she is?
Claudia. No, I don't know. I don't see her.
Oh, she's so beautiful. cooking with Claudia.
I got her recipe if anyone wants to try it. That's kind of... And then I added the fried jalapenos if you want to.
If she has the ring on the left hand, that she's married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But she's a good cook.
And beautiful. Okay, so... So let me tell you guys, we got to Friendsgiving, and I had to pick up Beto and Steph. I'm driving. I just landed from Portland. I'm like in a rush. I have the costillas. Beto's mom made fire pozole. Steph made a mac salad.
What's mac salad?
Like
macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, macaroni. I'm like, wait, hold
macaroni.
On.
Yeah, cold mac. Yeah, macaroni salad. She made that. The homies were calling it una sopa de manis.
That's fucked up.
Andy.
I love that shit. That shit's at like Hawaiian barbecue and shit.
Yes. So last year she maybe put a little too much mayonnaise. This year did a great job.
Okay.
So and again, I think the homegirls are getting into they're learning how to cook woman vibes, which
come on,
is
de la
which,
casa vibes.
Exactly. So it's good. And it's good seeing all of us. Like, especially that we've been doing Friendsgiving since
mature.
So, you know, we're all East. Like, our first Friendsgiving was Wingstop, I remember.
Yeah. Fried chips, Wingstop,
and
fries.
And, like, literally. Yeah. And then when I got there, Kim was already there, and she did bring X amount of drinks and ice and waters. Mm-hmm. And she brought utensils. And I wasn't mad. I was like, okay. And then Ruby came with some dry-ass tamales.
Dejala.
Which she bought. She supported
some.
She supported somebody. And just,
a dry tamal maker.
Hey, but it's funny because Ruby's so like nonchalant, cool as fuck that she's like, hey, these motherfuckers dry. It's like, I'm like, Ruby, they're yours. They're yours.
You brought them.
But overall, great Friendsgiving. We ate so much in the beginning. There was still so much food left. We blacked out. We left Maria with tons of leftovers. Aww. She's like, I'm good for the week.
Yeah, she can use that for her Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like if she had another Thanksgiving, she could have took a little bit of all of our food. But the utensils came through.
Good.
They did buy terrible platos for the pozole.
So it was melting.
I'm like, you cheap
the styrofoam ones.
I'm like, y'all could have bought quality plates.
Yeah, you need the other one.
you for should, the pozole. You should have
been in charge of that then.
They funny. Always expect a dish from my mom and my sister already. Yeah. Like, it's either like pollo en salsa verde or costillas en salsa verde. Like, which is your family making food? And I'm like, I'm going to go with costillas this year.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. And shout out Andy's mom, because I'm still standing on it. She makes the best. No, she made it with chicken.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She made the best. She, to me, makes the best pan con pollo in... To me.
Now I gotta do it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Like, now I gotta cook. Fucking cookie with chipotle.
That's pretty funny.
I'm glad it went well then.
Yes, Friendsgiving was great. Have you guys had a Friendsgiving?
No.
I haven't, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Not too this many speaks
friends. When, yeah. This is our this Friendsgiving. Yeah. And it's a great one. Why, so
don't look
far.
At me like that, motherfucker.
What? You'll
did
see.
Did you do one for
you'll
FMW?
Lose all yours, too.
All I got is giving this year. Just kidding.
What is that?
It's pretty soon they won't matter, bro. Pretty soon they won't matter.
Well, this is what happens when your friends are drug addicts over here.
Today's one of his birthday, too.
Today? Yeah.
Like, God, today when we film.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's why it's been, like, pretty hectic for me. I did
you
him
do always say that November's a crazy month for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I did him serenata in the morning.
Oh, you sent yeah. for him?
No, I got.
Oh, you did?
I did?
Yeah.
I thought you walked in and were like,
so.
Can I tell you what mom did for dad's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell us.
When dad was opening the door, mom put a whole crew singing happy birthday to dad.
Wow.
Was your mom also singing? How bad was it?
It was good, right?
It was good.
You're great. Such a liar.
Stop it. It was great. They had
brown,
fun.
Little brown boy.
It was them boy. Singing serenatas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, go sit down, baby. Go.
That's so dope.
Yeah, I have a little video.
That's Jorge living the Mexican dream. The Mexican-American yeah. dream. Yeah. Like, wake up in a nice suburban home and just like this look.
No, it was really low-key, like, stressful because they have the turkey drive today. It's going on right now.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm like, okay, well, usually he gets up like around 7 or 6:30. And then like he leaves the house like around 8. And so I told the mariachi to get there at 6. And I told his family and I told my family to get there at 6.
Oh, shit,
and
early.
Then he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to leave the house at 4:15. I was like, 4:15? Why? He's like, because we have to do check-ins. We have to do setup because he's that. Like,
the fork's at power
yeah.
or what?
And, no, but then I'm like, bruh. Like, I'm like, that's not fair. Like, I had a whole thing with him. I'm like, you're going to be there the whole day. I know you're going to kill it, but like, give me the morning. Because I'm not going to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, turkey
yeah.
drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm like, can you at least... No, he was going to leave at 5:15, my bad. And I'm like, can you at least wait an hour? So I got him to leave at 6:15. And then so at 6, like, as many people that could that early came, and it was
great.
It was nice.
By the way, awesome. The fact that you, like, people even give 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
It's a little different. Than... That's his sister recording.
Wow.
And like,
you know what makes it better?
That's awesome.
You know what makes it better?
So, like, the sun was coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
The, for the scenery made it better.
Yeah.
That is great, man.
Yeah.
Where are you at in the video?
I'm right there. I'm behind
She's
them.
Behind them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in pajamas. And then his mom was like, wow, usually the girl gets it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm showing him what I want.
Yeah.
I'm teaching him how to love me. I'm showing him, like, hey, maybe you want to try this?
But what if he does that to you and then he brings, like, I don't know, like Peasy or like,
oh god,
like somebody rapping.
If
once
we locked
in,
in
ain't no switching up. Hold on, I don't want this
yeah.
shit.
True. No, I thought it was nice, and I'm like, I enjoyed it.
Who brings
it.
You sugar free to perform at the house?
Sugar free.
Just Duno and Jakarta outside.
Oh, this is so cute.
Yes.
This episode is a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
Shout out to Darla, Darlene, Dana.
Oh,
yeah,
we're live. Yeah.
She did my little face on the.
Yes,
that's so cool.
Hey, this is a podcast episode that a lot of people are going to be playing at their Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So
yes.
Shout out to everybody in the sala right now watching. Shout out to the tia over there. Shout out to the primo over there.
I have a couple of food questions for you guys.
So yes.
Good.
You can play like at home, like with everybody's watching. Yeah. Okay, so if you had like a dispenser at your house that just did like one type of food that you could keep for the rest of your life, you could like have on command. So like there's a dispenser, it's fucking, let's say glizzy, whatever. Glizzy's for life. You never have to pay for
food
one.
To
I know, right?
Why did you go with glizzy?
Wouldn't be my choice, right? But what would it be for you guys that you could just have on command at any moment ever?
Like the enchanted meatball thing?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, you never seen that movie where he would put what food Project he wanted to. Meatballs. Yes.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Just like that. That is a great movie.
I'm trying to think. Damn, that's good. Let these green bean casserole.
Let these casserole. Cream out of there. It's cream. It's cream. The casserole. Yeah, the casserole. Is. The casserole. Yeah. It's like that.
I would go with.
It would sludge out, is what I'm saying.
It would sludge out.
Because you see, you guys saw it.
I would go with pollo en salsa verde and rice. Okay. Like a plate, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like this would be
any,
the.
Anytime, any place.
Pollo en salsa verde with rice, queso fresco, and avocado and two tortillas.
I'm thinking of what
you adding to this order.
Yeah, it's like a whole
thing. But it's like a plate. It's me like a plate, yeah, right?
It's a ding, you know, just be automatically.
It's like, we know it's doing one more plate. Ding, ding, ding.
I have a glitch too where it does it twice at a time.
That's a really good question, Vic. Right now, mine is like literally the only thing that's popping in my head, and it's not really a good answer, but it's ceviche because I always crave ceviche.
That's a great answer.
But you, like, answer. Duno doesn't like seafood, or he doesn't eat seafood, so yeah. I'm like, this probably won't hit. But to me, like, I always want.
No, but this for your house, yeah. Like yeah. If like if
but
I.
But then it would low-key smell, because fish.
True.
Fishy. True. What about you, Vic?
Mine would be. I think it would be. Nachos.
Get like, the fuck out, Vic.
So childish.
What? How?
He lives in a movie theater.
No, yeah. Nachos. What the like, fuck? You live in a baseball reason. Stadium?
Like just bomb-ass nachos on command anytime?
No.
Just, what's the difference between ceviche and nachos?
It's hot cheese and chips.
Yeah. But like, no, but all it's the fixings. A microwave, Vic. All the fixings.
Okay, but when I want to add fixes on my burger, there's a problem.
Like, I want like beans, you know sour cream, guacamole, like all that shit. All
ground beef or chicken? Ground beef hits way more on nachos than
probably
chicken.
Ground beef, yeah. Sometimes chicken.
I'm not mad at that. Well,
those are good questions.
I don't know.
About you, Six?
Gotta be black and cheese for sure.
Oh gosh, we have to try yours.
Whole plate or this is just one item?
Just like at any time of day.
Soul food.
Yeah.
So, no, it has to be one chicken. Plate. Like, it has to be one plate.
Some gumbo.
Yeah, he had a whole full order.
He's
but that's a plate.
On me.
Oh, he could be fat, but I can't.
What will yours come with? Fried chicken, grape soda, watermelon.
Here we go.
Obama special.
Obama special.
That doesn't exist that anymore.
I know. Bring it back.
What is it? Two wings or two?
Two wings. It was two waffles. And then I think it was like eggs. Or
and no, like a drumstick. I think it was a drumstick. Oh, it's two wings?
Yeah, it's two wings. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Vic. I'm the expert at Obama's speech.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, that was for us.
I never had it.
It was bomb.
It was good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you had to be black or gay to benefit from
oh,
it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right. Another question. It can be kind of similar, but it's like, what is one food that if it didn't make, like, if it wasn't unhealthy or whatever, this could be dessert, too. Like, you would have all the fucking time. Like, if it didn't make you fat or didn't raise your cholesterol, didn't, like,
super easy. Like that. Hot Cheetos with cheese.
So that's ooh. Just...
If Hot Cheetos with cheese wasn't so fucking terrible, I would have... It's Hot Cheetos with cheese and a Coke from McDonald's.
From McDonald's?
Who is that?
McDonald's?
McDonald's.
You never been to McDonald's?
No. Where they yeah. got okay. those?
That's a good one.
Hot Cheetos with cheese and a Coke from McDonald's.
Mm.
Two gas.
What about you?
You said dessert, so ice cream. Sometimes I'm eating ice cream, like, I wish this thing was healthy. And even the healthy option, yeah. like, no pegan. Like,
yeah, that's what
I
get you.
I wish.
Mine is cookies. Like, I always want cookies mm-hmm. all the fucking time, but I limit myself to, like, two.
Little cookie monster over there.
Yeah, and then right. I should probably limit myself to one.
Can we talk about you being sick? Because you're already sick at the...
Wait a fucking minute. Talk about it. How come you didn't say that yet? You should come with a warning.
You can't hear it?
I can't.
He's been amazing. Coughing your way.
No, I just sneezed one time.
I have already known.
I can't get over. No, I don't feel bad.
But
I just haven't defeated this cold yet all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely like, at war like you and your castle.
I'm at yeah, like how you were at war with castle, but you won. I have yet to win.
You'll win. You'll come out on the other side. You Spaniards always do.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't feel bad though. Like I really don't feel bad. I haven't felt bad for like
yeah, because you're like your mood is chipper.
Yeah, but, like since maybe Thursday. Probably
that you've been
Thursday,
sick that long?
Yeah, probably Thursday I felt kind of bad.
Go get a shot in your ass.
I'm down. Where are they going to put it?
And you right in their left butt cheek. Just.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, hey, but I feel good.
Did you guys see the video I wanted to talk about this. Did you guys see the video of the pho restaurant where the guy was throwing the ribs, like the rack outside?
No.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, what my do you God. Mean the rack?
It happened out
Thank
here.
Thank you, Michi Chewy.
What's up, Chewy?
I got Letty in here.
Hey, why are you drowning me, dog?
I know, you, you can only see her
bro,
eyes.
Bro, you just dunked me. My photo is in the big drink. And they just dunked me. That's how I want you.
Muérete!
Yeah. So it's this. Look.
Bomb. Okay, let's
so
see.
Someone was filming overhead and caught this guy trying to break apart meat. But he did it in the back alley, and it's just full of dirt. It's a pho restaurant.
What Look, the?
Y'all haven't seen this. This is everywhere right now. Mira.
Because it's frozen, right?
Yeah, but look how dirty the other side is. And watch, it's going to plop over.
Oh, motherfucker.
It already did. It already hit, like, the
no,
floor.
The way, right. Like, it, yeah. No, no, there's yeah. another one that's, like, We're sick. Because I feel, yeah. Look, dog, oh. right there. And there's Michi another way. One. Yo, that. Bruh. Okay, so this video went viral, and then they shut down this restaurant. And it's funny because the owner is like, he acted alone. But while they were checking the restaurant, they saw a cockroach and mouse infestation too. But the owner is straight. I know, it's a fuss spot. This owner's straight blaming this guy. And now he's come out and said that that employee and the video person were conspiring to get the restaurant shut down. So they did that all for show.
And what about the mouse? Was the mouse in on it too?
I ain't gonna lie, fuck it, with a little bit of cockroach food, but the minute you got mice food, like, let's be honest, fool. Like, I'm gonna be honest, fool. Like, growing up in the ghetto, I ain't gonna lie, one time I opened the shoe and there was a little cockroach kicking it outside, and I was like, shoo.
Yeah.
But, fool, mice?
Yeah.
In my food, and then look. We used to go to the Old Town 3rd in Normandy, and they got caught for like having dead mice behind their shit and all type
oh,
of shit.
Oh, really?
And that shit was, that I had shit me bomb. So hot. And I'm like, I'm not no racist, right? You guys know this. I'm not no racist. But
do we?
No, you know this, Vic. But one time, me, Allison, and Andy, a long time ago, we were eating Chinese food.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna lie, we heard a dog cry like he definitely cried, fool.
What do you mean?
Like it wasn't
oh,
a bark.
Oh, like it was getting.
And we haven't ate Chinese food ever since. And the homie said that the Chinese food, that spot don't taste the same anymore. That grew up in that area.
So they stopped using the same ingredients? Is that what you're saying? Do you feel like they reverted to the new ingredient? Or they
feel like they started using chicken?
Like, no, I feel like they started using
But yes.
Wouldn't dogs be more expensive than chicken?
Are they?
So revert to a new ingredient that's cheaper and easier accessible.
Meows.
You're crazy. That has nothing to do with this story, by the way.
By the way, no. This
and this
even...
place was called Pho Love, and it's in Santa Clara area.
And they got them the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
forgetting. And they're blaming. So who do you think's to blame? The employee, because it's like you don't do that.
No, you know, you
without
know,
your.
No, you know.
You think he did it without his manager?
No, I think you know what it is. He was trained to do it in the back. Like, hey, if it gets too hard on the table, take it to the back.
Yeah, because you gotta like, low key slam it.
If it wasn't him, like if it wasn't the owner, like depends on how hands on of an owner he is. But somebody taught him to do that, or didn't correct him from. Doing it in that method.
Yeah.
And again, I think...
Because it's like, bro, if I'm the shift leader or whatever, where the fuck are you going with those ribs? Why are you going to the back?
Right.
True.
You know? Oh, I'm going to go break them up. No, you don't break them up over here. You do it like this. He's obviously cutting corners. Probably supposed to wet them a little bit. You know, soften them up or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to take a...
Faster approach.
And a not give a fuck approach, but obviously.
That's one that he was taught for sure, though. I had a high school teacher who worked in the health department. And they were saying things like they go to some of these small restaurants and they reuse sauces, things like that, and put them back in a pot and warm them up again.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially with meats, too, if meats are left out for a certain amount of time or they have them, like, in an open container, what some health departments would do is, like, throw this out. But not only throw it out, they'll put bleach on it, so you have to throw it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I did see that. And,
what?
And, well, recently a video went viral of a lady from the health department walking up to a taco stand. I don't know if y'all saw that. And she put like bleach, which is wrong because they still have it out. She could have shut it down, then do that, and then like, because you, I know what you mean. They sometimes they throw the meat in the trash, yeah, and then they'll go back and grab it and then recook it. Yeah, like
what the fuck?
Yeah, so they put bleach because if somebody does eat the bleach, you'll die.
Exactly.
But it's like, but bro, it's so tricky with restaurants, bro, because.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, I know people that sell, like, I know a lot of people that sell the hot dogs in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, I know I always get stomach issues,
but
I'm going to
tell you, that shit busting.
Yeah. I've seen a homegirl drop some tongs before. I'm not going to lie. I didn't tell anybody on her, but I've seen a homegirl
okay,
drop some tongs.
This is not to, like, scapegoat them at all, but, like, the fire does kill off certain shit. Like, fire does kill off.
Yeah,
so I get, like, why maybe they're like, oh, it's doable. Like, okay, but if
the,
I...
The
but this is just crazy.
The
oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Have you ever,
sure.
Have you ever asked them for a fresh one? They just look at you crazy?
They're like, what the fuck is a fresh one? Give me
everybody. Yeah. That's crazy.
But it's like, honestly, how much... And this is, like, people have probably ate there and not known.
Yeah.
Like, how much have we ate and not known that some shit happened?
This is going to be a class action suit right here.
So the restaurant got also cited for a cockroach infestation, and they didn't properly sanitize their utensils and equipment. So it's like, you can only blame that fool for a certain thing. But they are saying, look, the actual pho love people, they're saying, we're aware of the concerning video currently circulating online. After an internal review, we've determined that the individual's actions were conducted in a personal capacity and in collaboration with an external party. Basically, like, they did this to us. It's like, what the fuck would that employee gain? They probably are out of a gig.
Where's Santa Clara at?
Santa Clara isn't that up?
That's where the 49ers actually play instead of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's when a weekend said Santa Clarita,
yeah,
and he was in Santa Clara.
And everybody got their panties in a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, do they expect us to believe that that guy throwing the meat on the floor is a fucking criminal mastermind or something?
Yeah,
like,
just wanted full love to be out of business.
He's like, you know what? This is how we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Bro, that dude...
And
come
my
on.
Thing is,
like,
and my thing is, like, you know who's happier than anybody right
Woo!
Now?
Shots.
You know who's happier than anybody right now?
Who?
The vegans. The vegans are like, thank God.
They have vegan pho, fool.
Yeah,
oh, but that is a meat one.
Pho places serve tofu.
Thank you, D.
Ah, fuck. It's just
hair super long.
Shot.
Cheers.
Salud.
Cheers, Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving. Happy birthday, Letty. Happy birthday, Jorge.
Yes.
Shout
and
out
happy
and
birthday,
cheese.
David. David's tomorrow.
Oh, they, oh yeah, you put our back to. Jesus, poor you, dog. I'm sorry. And go get your tickets.
Yeah.
To our live show, please. Salud.
Oh, that's so good.
Are you on my food?
No.
He knows better.
He's down. He's paisa, fool. He's paisa.
Luis.
This is adult juice.
Luis,
that's a good question. What age did you guys first have your adult juice?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
At 21, the legal age. Luis, show your tios your trick.
14.
Your trick. That you found something.
Show us your trick.
What'd you find?
With your finger. No. You have to do it to them.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God, Luis, look! Luis, look!
Oh,
you're funny. Hey, be honest, Letty, who's funnier?
Luis is really funny. He's like...
Like naturally, like...
Yeah, he's like a people person. Like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
But we went to go watch Wicked, and then he said that he saw a video on YouTube of an old lady doing the middle finger to the elevator, and it opened. So he's like, Mom, I got it. It'll open. It opened, but I'm like, that's weird. And then I told Jorge about it. And this was like my husband, he's like, oh, really? And then he started doing that, what he just did. So now it's their thing at home. And to me, I'm like, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's like, he's six.
Elevator roulette with the elevator.
What is that?
Like, you're supposed to, like, do something at the front of the elevator, and just if it opens, like, you gotta just hope it doesn't open in front of a person, or else you just...
That's what he was talking about. But I guess, like, I feel like, dude, we shouldn't talk, like, no. And then now Jorge's going through the whole house, and they're like, hey, did you see the shoe? And then...
Yeah. It's a good... It's
now
pretty
it's
cool.
Now it's
their
thing.
Yeah. It's a boys thing.
But then I feel
thing.
Like, fuck, because they're going to do it in front of a teacher one day.
That's going to happen.
Or like right now, the YouTube comments like, that's not good parenting.
Nah, that's...
That's not the worst thing in the world. It's some shit. It's funny, whatever. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Now, remember, I told you guys a story where my dad told me to call my sister up pendeja because she was being mean to me. And he paid the price in a sense to where she threw the comb across. It hit me in the head. Oh. It bounced from my head straight to our TV. And it cracked, and he couldn't be mad because
he started the domino.
So he was like, okay, stop fighting. And then he had to explain to my mom how he made his younger son call his daughter a pendeja. And that's what, like,
and that's how this all started.
Yeah, so, but it's a good little.
Yeah.
And honestly, the middle finger doesn't hold the power it used to.
No.
It's now a funny thing.
Yeah, it used to be like crazy, like when Stone Cold used to be. You know what I'm saying?
You could do that on TV.
Yeah.
But it was shocking at the same time.
Well, if we remember, Tupac kind of made it kind of sexy, though.
Yeah, the film is different.
You could think Tupac sexy? Nice.
Sometimes. I think about Tupac was my age.
He was your
age. He that fool would have kicked it.
Yeah.
Kicking.
I always think, but like, that's Duno's pose when he takes like promo photos. Yeah. And I'm always like, Duno, take that down.
Because yes.
We can't be on a billboard doing that.
Yes, 100%. You're 100% right.
When we're on billboards, Duno's like this.
Like this, huh?
He doesn't know how to do it with his hands.
That is so awkward. I'm hoping we get a hug in our bill when our photo. Yeah. But it is one of those things where you're just like.
But in his mind, he's like,
yeah. In his mind, those fingers are up.
It's honestly such a simple but good joke to have.
Yeah.
Like, I play that game with one of the homegirls, and it's just like, hey, across the party, like, what? And then you walk away. And it's so annoying, but it's funny. It's effective. It's effective. Yeah. It's like a jab.
It's efficient.
Well, we used to play this in where is it?
This oh, that if you look at it, you get a sock?
Yeah, you get sock. No.
You are Lil Wayne.
To this day, my brother-in-law wants to play it. I'm like, fool, you're or 40. You cannot play this game.
It was fun, though. It would be like,
you cannot play this game anymore.
I got a fucking itch right here, dog. Where? We
didn't do this. We did this.
But if you poke it, it's like it's a sock back, right?
I don't know.
That's gay?
You just poked the hole?
Yeah, I poked a couple holes before.
Oh, gosh.
This is the real shit.
Okay, innovation in a church. Let's look this up. Let's watch this. Jose probably sent this. Jose already important?
He is. I'm trying to look up stuff too for us.
Yes. Okay, let's see what Jose sent right here.
Oh, he's spraying them with holy water? Comedy.
No way.
Oh my God.
It reaches more people.
Why does he look like he's having a great time?
So somebody got to retire, bro.
Bro, what the fuck?
I'm sick of blessing you. I'm just going to disinfect y'all at this point.
Oh. When's the last time you guys went to church? Go.
I went on Sunday.
Oh. Wow.
I have something to say about that, though. I need something stronger.
Than the Lord?
No, not than the Lord, than church. Wait. I don't know if there's like a level up from church. I don't know. Do I need to go on a retreat?
Church. That's the issue.
Huh?
You gotta join the church, like become a part of the church.
Maybe it's that. Yeah. Maybe it's that. Cause I was sitting back there, I was mad thinking about all my problems the whole time. I was like, walked out of there like sweating, like, damn, bro, like I gotta fucking handle all these fucking problems. Like I was like, maybe an hour of quiet time isn't good for me.
You were by yourself?
No, I was with my fam. I was with Jordan and everybody.
It's Catholic church, huh?
It's Catholic church.
Okay, I'm going to
I've been to Christian church, and it was...
Christian churches, low-key a vibe.
Yeah, no. Low-key. Yeah,
black
they're playing,
Christian
they're
churches.
Some black music. Christian churches, a
that's
vibe.
That's like high school musical, pa. Come on,
man. Yeah, I went to a Christian church one time in, like, Fullerton, and it was actually pretty dope.
You went on, like, on a date?
I went with Jordan back in the day, but it was cool. And I went to, like, another one before in, like, Azusa or somewhere far, and that was cool. I enjoyed it, but this past weekend, like, I went, and I'm not going to stop going to church, but I was just like, I don't know, maybe therapy plus church, maybe that equals.
Was it in Spanish? Were you listening to it in Spanish?
It was English.
Bible study.
Maybe Bible study. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know. We just got to make a way for Catholic church to be more fun.
Well, the preacher to stop being 80 years old.
No, they've set it up to low-key be, like, very... And it might be like the hymns or like the.
I'm gonna hear me.
But
in book 12.
The way that Christians have set up church, like, all commendable. Like,
yeah.
They just ask people for money.
It's like, yeah, it's open format. And then it's like just talking mixed in with the
And the fucking pastor's wearing like SB Dunks and shit. He's wearing like Travis Scott's. So you're like, where'd you get those?
Yeah, bro? Yeah. I feel like if I'm going to go to church, I want that full mild minute to be talking to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. I'm not a life fool. Like, my grandma passed. That was one of the longest, and I'm like, dog, I barely even knew this lady, homie.
Go to the Rosario either.
Hell no.
The novena.
But for who was in that church, I was like, I told my sister, hey, does this shit feel longer than that I think? I ain't gonna lie, we're sitting there like this. Look, it was like it was only 45 minutes. That shit for like 2 hours, dog. I'm like, God, I love you, but you gotta make it a little more fun, fool.
I don't know.
And then I ain't gonna lie, I went to a Christian church before.
Yeah.
Like on 80 something in Vermont a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and it was like, when I walked in, they saw me. They were like, oh, one brown person. We got to show them what it really is. They turned it up. Yep. I just seen auntie, big old booties just going back and forth.
Oh my gosh.
And then we went to the back and they had bread back there. Yep.
Damn.
And it was a vibe. But
that sounds fire.
And I know I'm just clowning, talking shit, but it is a sense to where like you do want something. You want to see find the fun of something.
Yeah.
And then when I'm sitting there bored as shit, I'm like, dude, I don't want to. You know,
there's nothing wrong with the church. I don't want to talk about the church. I think, I don't know. I just, specifically the last couple times I've gone, and even I've taken little Vic, like, man, he'd be pissing me off sometimes in there. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I remember at a time I would walk out of church feeling really good about myself. Mm-hmm. This last couple times, walked out more stressed, more upset than it was when I walked in.
See, Catholic Church needs a Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Y'all don't have like a revolution. Y'all don't have like a stomp. Y'all don't have that yet.
Mm-mm. It's so, okay, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know too much, right? It's so by the book.
Yeah.
Catholic Church, absolutely.
Yeah, it's, literally, you can open the thing and they're going to tell you that's what they're reading based,
but I'm not going to lie. Growing up, the one church I would go consistently with my aunts and stuff, we would go to a church in shitty chairs, still there. Mm-hmm. And the priest low-key had jokes. Mm. Like, he would...
Yeah,
like,
bars.
I remember the priest one time, we're at City Terrace, if you're from East LA, the area, the church right next to the free City Terrace. I remember the priest one time was like talking in Spanish, but he was like to the parents like, hey, you're not perfect, and God would forgive you. Mm. So sometimes these kids do need an ass whooping. But he said
in
Spanish without cursing, and it was like, and people laughed, and he's like, and your kids gonna forgive you, but you know what they're gonna, you know what? But they're gonna thank you. And he was like saying it like, and I was maybe like 11, and I was like, damn, you talking that shit, mom. but he was not 80 years old talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just like maybe 50, early 50s.
Yeah.
Maybe, and I know to become a priest, you have to go through all these like missions and all these things. But he probably did it fairly young and went through it fast. And bro, he was up there like the crowd was laughing. You could see like you could see my cousins that were older, like on their phone, low key in the cut. Like they even started paying attention and then he's like, you don't gotta like me. But this was like he was just like good.
Down to earth.
And I remember like, damn, if at least we're gonna come to church, can it be this for doing it? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was dope. Like it was like, but you then I've been and then sometimes you go, and that fool's 90 way and no man. Like,
that fool's spraying you with the
fool like this fool like
the holy water.
Like he's
bottle.
Having fun with the holy
that's
water.
A good time. Yeah, I would attend.
I hope the sermons as you guys call it sermon.
You could call it that.
I hope the sermons as fun as this is. Because we've had
I think your mic is off. My bad.
I hope the sermon's as fun because we've had church where they talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and they call him a bad Negro instead of a Bendigo.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Okay, so
you never heard of Shadrach, Meshach?
No.
That's in the Bible.
Uh-uh.
There are three people. I don't know what they did because I wasn't paying attention in church.
Okay, so at Catholic church, there'll be like a letter from John to the Israelites, and then they'll read that.
Yes, yeah.
It's not like that
one. Oh, the dudes about throwing the...
But like Christian ones, they'll throw in a story. Like today we're gonna talk about David, blah blah blah, or whatever.
You guys just talk about.
No, they literally recite things. They're not adding it in convo. Yeah. They just recite. That's what's already in
okay.
There.
So like at a black church or like Christian, let's say I've been through a shooting. Now I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
And I'll take a story from the Bible, but make it my own, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then we're to where why I went to God or whatever, like in that sense. fool, the a pastor usually has a pass.
Yeah.
A priest has been, he committed to that. Mm. The minute he said, I'm going to be a priest,
yeah.
I've been a virgin since, what?
Well,
fuck you.
Pastor, a pastor has a past. It's crazy. That's good.
Ooh,
like,
that's a bar.
Like a pastor has a past. Mm-hmm. A priest, the minute them fool said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a priest. He went to go do his first communion, his confirmation, his other three other past the things you gotta do. Then he probably went to Spain. He probably became a cardinal. From the cardinal, he became like, fool, it's a whole thing, fool. It's not, you don't just like Miles Minnick out here performing at the Novo, and the next day he's doing the church, and he probably could have broke his leg at the door from the Novo.
Yeah.
But you know what he would have said? Well, that leg didn't stop me from performing. This is why you should have stopped me from
performing. Or like in the Bible.
In the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I got that anointing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I like that. Like, when I went to the Christian church, the dude was talking about how, like, they started out, like, in the church we were in, and it's like, now we're building a mega church down the road. And I was like, that's inspirational. Like, he was like, just me and my wife.
And also,
like,
a scam. I'm just kidding.
No, I ain't gonna lie. The building fund in some churches. I've been in churches where
you bought the whole land?
Yeah, we had in Southern California for years, and nothing's been built in there.
Damn. But also, I do love being Catholic, so don't let this be like a Catholic.
I love the traditions.
Like, if we weren't Catholic, we wouldn't have La Morenita, we wouldn't have La Virgen de Guadalupe.
It's just observations.
So, but I do think, like, we just gotta get more cool. Like, someone's gotta, like, cool Catholic up.
100%.
The priest, I mean, sorry, not the priest, the Pope. Pope's kinda cool. That fool be wearing fitteds and shit.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
You got a rave over there?
I know who could do it for y'all.
Who?
You get Lefty to start making gospel music. What?
Lefty Gunplay?
It's because Lefty can't become a priest. You got to understand.
He can make the music. You don't always have to be a priest. No. Because why can't he?
No.
Because to be honest, fool, there's not a huge difference between Catholic and Christianity,
like,
right?
Tuesday to Tuesday, praising Maria Guadalupe.
We both believe in Jesus Christ. as that's why it's Christian.
Yes.
They don't believe
in the Virgin Mary.
The saints.
We don't have saints.
And they don't have sacraments either.
Yeah,
well, you can get baptized, but.
What are sacraments?
Sacraments is baptism, first communion, confirmation, like all of that.
We have seven sacraments. First communion and baptism. We don't have
the other one, confirmation.
So technically, like, and in the Catholic church, they'll say, like,
marriage is the third, probably.
Like,
marriage is one of the sacraments. Yeah, are you sure y'all have first communions?
Yeah.
For real?
What?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I've never been to a Christian first communion. I've been to a Christian baptism.
Because I grew up in an AME church. African.
What does that mean?
African Methodist Episcopal. Basically, black.
She just said that.
Okay. What necessarily does that mean?
It just means we do things the black way. Let me find a better definition.
The logo's kind of hard. It looks like a soccer team.
Good branding, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a denomination in the United States founded by...
But it is Christian.
It is Christian.
100%.
But black.
You see how Richard
Allen
started...
So is it like black Israelites?
No.
I don't know.
No, I'm asking, so I'm not...
Yeah.
Someone listened to Pimp a Butterfly.
Not what?
Richard talks about it.
About black Israelites? Does he kind of talk?
No.
He likes black
his
Israelites?
His uncle talks about it.
A lot of people are like not far removed from like a Hebrew Israelite. You're not far removed from a Hebrew Israelite.
What?
Yeah. You know one.
Who?
He came to your other workplace before. His name's Reza Islam.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Okay.
But he just has his beliefs. Okay, so this is you, Six. Well, not this one. But The AME.
Yeah.
The AME. Okay.
So I'm still Christian, but just the type of church I go to is...
Is that.
It's a first independent African-American denomination in the United States, so like, founded in 1816 by Richard Allen to escape racial discrimination within the existence of Methodist Church. Okay, but then what's the Methodist part?
That's another, like...
All of that, so... That's like...
Is that
like,
deep cut?
No, but they each have something. There's like Orthodox...
Yeah, denominations. Then, so like, if Six were to go to, I don't know, Texas... Like, he would, like, if he moved there, he would look for an AME church.
I look for an AME church. Right, exactly.
Like, so it would be similar to what he
what he's used to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
Six, have you ever gone to a Catholic church?
No.
You should.
I'm open to it.
No, you should go. Should you go when we have, like, the little, like, when there's, like, the...
It's got to be cracking, though.
You know what's cracking?
He's got to go.
You know what's cracking? The architecture.
True.
No, architecture's for sure. Cracking.
No, for sure. We're like, we're like for Semana Santa or something
no,
like that.
No, you gotta go.
La Placita Alvera?
No, when it's La Virgen's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because we're there at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's low-key at Carnasada. It starts at midnight.
Oh, it starts at midnight.
And you have like 30 mariachi bands, they sing her. Yeah.
That's a vibe. It's a party. It's a party
It's low-key a function.
There should be more December 12th.
Yeah.
We should have one a month.
We should go six where they do it. Or you could go during the day too, like to a regular. Because
I don't want to go regular because I'm used to black church going long. Right? I don't want to go to another church as long.
You know we go mean? Like an hour, I think.
It's about an hour.
It's about an hour.
Y'all start at a certain time and stop at a certain time?
No, yeah. That's for her birthday.
It has to be at midnight.
We go crazy.
Because it's like her birthday.
Oh, okay.
To start her birthday.
It's like the mom of my mom's. It's her birthday, and they go crazy. But if you go like on a regular, like I think where there's a week where we don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Semana Santa, right, Leti?
It's 1 week where we don't eat meat.
Is it 1 week?
It's supposed to be 40 days. It's supposed to be Friday.
Every Friday.
Oh, every Friday. Every Friday for like.
You don't cut a deal.
Yeah, cut a deal. He's like, hey, you know,
he said, I'm going to just do all my days up front.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then you get that little thing. It's cracking, though. It's fun. I do remember, though, some of the funnest times with my cousin was like at the parking lot church. At the church parking lot.
Yeah.
Like it was just us and the boys kicking it.
Oops.
But yeah,
fire.
It happens. Shout out to churches, whatever you are. Enjoy it.
That's right. All right, what's next? Cam Scatabo.
Cam Scatabo.
From Oxnard, California.
Is he from Oxnard?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Rio Linda.
That's in Oxnard.
That's Oxnard?
Yeah.
Rio Linda. Oh, that's where, okay.
So how do you feel about Cam Scatabo, Duno?
I like him. Am I not supposed to like him?
No, you should like him.
Yes.
I just don't know if you know how much you are similar with Cam Scatabo.
Okay.
Cam Scatabo has recently announced that he's Mexican.
Get the fuck
he's
out.
He's Mexican?
Oh. No, yeah. All right.
Now, look. Yeah, Mexican. I sent you that.
Yeah.
This is so funny to me because usually they have, like, committed or they have, like,
yes.
Like drafted.
I love this.
Like, yeah. And it's Mexican. It's like the announcement that he's Mexican.
I love these.
Let's announce more so jerseys. Hilarious.
Is he really Mexican? Oh, his grandmother?
His grandmother's 100%. Hispanic and was born in Mexico.
Okay. So that means one of his parents would be half, so that means he would be a quarter.
That's why he has a little flavor to him.
That's he's not, so
I knew he
funny.
Wasn't a regular white.
Mexican.
I sent him to the homies A and I was like, you guys are the same type of white, whatever it is.
Talk to me about him.
So he played in Arizona.
Yep.
He's a menace to society in a good way.
Yes.
In the football field. Mm. He is not afraid of CT, like Mexicans aren't afraid of a little constructing building houses or a brick wall falling on you.
He's a white running back. That should tell you enough. And he has grills, diamond grills. Like he'll just pop up like
Scatabo swaggy.
And he says this, let the look, we in the trap. Four and
six in the trap.
He makes Travis Kelce seem like a flavorless like white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cookie cutter, because mm-hmm. he's the real fucking deal.
Wow,
right here.
And he's one of us.
Yes.
He did his 23 and me.
And honestly, it makes so much sense. You want to know why? Because why? Oxnard, California, that is home of Mexicans.
It's a lot of
deep
Mexicans.
Ones. Field ones.
Did you guys talk about the Cowboys being insane? They were great. Give it up. Your son's a Cowboys fan.
They won two games in a week. Motherfucker.
And one of them was with the Las Vegas Raiders, yeah. And they barely beat the Eagles.
You know,
no, but
up?
they turned that shit around.
You know, they
like,
beat
big
the
up, man.
You know what's funny is CeeDee Lamb, which is like their star receiver, he was caught at the Red Rock
casino
at like 7:30 in the morning throwing up the Monday of the game against the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and still balled out and beat the Raiders.
Wow. Yeah.
Like nothing. But he got suspended, or not suspended. He
got benched for like a quarter.
For the first,
he didn't start because like as disciplinary, but then they threw him in there and he played.
And then he played great. So him and the other fool.
George Pickens.
Yeah.
NFL just,
young boy.
Really?
It just
hilarious.
Yeah, it just goes to
he's,
show.
He's, def- like he's a YN.
Yeah, it goes to show how not scared of the Raiders
were. He spoke on that, too. He was like, I don't know why they said that I was there throwing up. I know how to control my alcohol.
Yeah. he doubled down, but he's like, look, I'm not going to say I wasn't drinking, but throwing up, that is fucking blasphemous.
That's where I draw the line.
He's also, have you ever seen the video of when the white girl tries to get the dude getting dropped his phone and he moves it back?
Mm-mm.
CeeDee Lamb.
That's CeeDee Lamb.
That's him?
That's the guy. You got to show Letty. Show Letty this. Go.
That's from the Because
Letty, you're
Cowboys.
Technically a Cowboy fan now.
I appreciate Cowboys fan. Nation. I am an ally.
Okay, wow.
But I would like to ask, Vic, what do you do if literally the Cowboys make it all the way this year? Because they're 5-5-1. That's their record. That's their record. And it's pretty damn good.
They're going to play the Chiefs on Thursday.
But Chiefs are ass this year.
Yeah, but if they beat them, it's still kind of a big deal.
But what are you going to do,
Raider It's fan? Annoying because I feel like...
Like the year your son decides
to go
against you.
All right, let me watch this.
The world is going to prove him right.
This is on national TV. One of the greatest, one of the best.
Give my shit.
One of the best.
No, that's CeeDee Lamb. NFL Young Boy is George Pickens.
This is one of the best wide receivers coming out of the college. Yeah. And on national TV, his girl did that and she looked crazy.
Yeah. It's fucked up that...
He's still with it, right, Six?
No.
We as the Raiders, I'm a Raider fan, we should have... a advantage that other teams come to Vegas and they party all night and, you know, they'll be fucking dehydrated and tired for the next game. But it doesn't matter. They still do all that and then we still lose. Like, we should have a decided advantage and it never...
Letty, okay. Sorry.
Letty, this is NFL Young Boy.
You gotta put the music.
Hey, yeah, I gotta
I'm not gonna lie, he's fucking good.
Yeah.
He's like number really three. Good.
Yeah.
See the beast.
Hilarious.
That's funny, the NBA Young
Boy. That's a cool last name, Pickens.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, they said the Giants are disqualified or eliminated.
Yeah, they're eliminated from playoff because
they have a bad.
They could have said that at the beginning of the season and we wouldn't have been surprised.
Man, fuck you.
Duno, you're really a Rams fan. That's the crazy part.
I am, though. I'm LA. Like if the Chargers go to the world, like the World Series, what the fuck? Like if the Chargers were to go to.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not tripping. I'd be like, cool, I'll go for them.
The Michi Chewy City
already. No,
one of the crazy things that is possible, Duno, is we could have a Chargers game and a Rams game on the same day. We might run into that issue, which has never happened before in the playoffs. Mm.
So it might be one like in the morning, one in the night?
Sheesh. Well, we might not even be able to do that. They might, for the first time ever, have to move a game because both LA teams are balling out right now.
They didn't count on that happening?
They didn't,
Oh my God. Who do you think would go to go play at Rose Bowl?
The Chargers got to go play over there. What?
Oh, that'll be cold. The NFL game at the Rose Bowl?
The Rams owner is the owner of the SoFi. So they rent... Or lease it, whatever, to the Chargers.
Yeah.
So they would take precedent, I'm sure.
Yeah, the Chargers and the Bruins, like, same little homies.
Oh, stop. I see what you...
You better stop.
No, the Bruins, great, college. But Chargers, college. You know what I mean? Like, they're little homies.
So so playoff-wise, there might be a game on the same day.
Yeah, potentially, but it might
if there was something
else.
Would have to happen. Yeah. Like, some type
Dude, I would just go just to see NFL game at Rose Bowl.
Or one of y'all go to the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, like.
Oh, that would be kind of crazy.
An NFL game at the Rose Bowl?
The Chargers. Why don't the Chargers fucking play in San Diego?
Right.
Just go back.
That would also make sense.
Maybe like a one night only.
Oh.
That'll be cold. Yeah. That'll be too cold. Like
a San Diego night. They could really market this really, really well.
Yeah. Really well. Make so much money.
San Diego loved the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. San Diego's the only thing going good for them is their soccer team right now.
Oh, that was a new team you guys were talking about, right?
SDFC, that's it.
Yeah. They're good?
They're in the playoffs and shit, doing really good.
Oh, wow. Oh, LAFC's out.
Yes.
Yeah. I should be sad. I'm an LAFC fan, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. LAFC.
You're not a Galaxy
black
fan.
Black and gold. Okay, so it is like it's family time, it's Thanksgiving time, and we're all like, if there's one couple that we cheese me out about, as Latinos, who's the couple?
Cristian Nodal and his fucking piece of shit girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
His wife.
Oh, wife.
Are you talking about
Angel Aguilar?
Wait, I know the pops
and only,
now.
Only Duno called her the
killer. Yeah, I know his pops.
But yes, everyone is still talking about them.
Yeah.
Recently, they were at the Latin Grammys or something. Or, like, they've been having shows. And, like, they talk about how he looks at her, like, not seeing. Like, any little thing they do, it seems they make the headlines of, like, look how much he hates her. Or, like, look how much they're not in love.
Yeah,
she wanted to come sing, and he said no.
And then someone else, like, didn't, like, want her to sing in his show and all of that. Yeah, she was standing in the crowd. There's different videos. There's so many videos that I've seen pop up. Literally, this couple cannot do anything and us not, like... Be like, do, do, do. But this one I thought was actually really cute. that Cristian Nodal wore to the Latin Grammys, like heeled tacones. Not tacones, boots.
Yeah, yeah, like
heeled boots. To be taller than Angela. Do you see that? Because normally he's not as tall as her. And I'm assuming if she's wearing heels, she's probably way taller than him.
Yeah.
So the, I thought this was like a cute little thing amongst all of the ish talk.
I like it. He was thinking ahead of the photos. He's like, ah, I don't. And also, he's also an artist. He don't want to look goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what? He put some fucking Rick James boots on. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Would you guys wear these boots? If you had a girl that was low-key taller than you, but just for like a couple inches.
Fuck yeah.
And these boots would help you.
Hell yeah.
Yo, Duno in heels.
Looking like Lizzo out there.
Hell yeah, I would. Honestly, I already wear like some platform shoes, some Docs that I have.
My girl's
not like taller than me, but if she were to wear like big heels, like I guess
she'd be a little bit,
we would probably be like this, you know, like, or maybe she would be
That's good. It's because, you know, and you know what? I like what he's going. And you know what? We're seeing
someone called him Napoleon Nodal. Like Napoleon.
And honestly, we're seeing a good transformation out of him. Like, he's getting his tattoos removed.
Yeah.
Because he went through, like, a weird phase, remember?
The tattoos were
crazy. He had, like, a SoundCloud rapper phase in the Mexican regional music.
Yeah.
To where he just got the most random shit
tattoos. Unnecessarily. Started beefing with really, like...
Legends.
Yeah, it's like, why are you beefing with...
But I think...
Wasn't he beefing with J Balvin or something?
Yeah, so as much as, like, a lot of people don't like her, she might... look, it's so crazy that so many people don't like her that they really started to love him. Like, leave her.
Yeah, he's low-key a POS, too. Like, he's been through something.
Yeah, I feel like people hated, like, when they first started, people hated the fuck out of him. They're like, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
He left that other girl as soon as she got pregnant or whatever, Kazu. And then they were like, stay away from this girl. And then it flipped somehow.
Yeah.
To where now they love him and they're telling her, get the hell away.
So they're like a recovered Blueface and Krishan.
No.
People really hate her a lot.
But she's not doing, like, outlandish shit.
She's not doing anything to deserve it.
It's just a huge opinion.
He'll look at her a certain way and they'll be like, oh, she's so lame. Like, the way he looks, he'll do something and it'll always be her fault.
Yes.
Like, he'll do something in life and it's like, oh, it's because Angela. And it's like, bro, that's so crazy.
So, in the Mexican, like, in concerts, sometimes a lot of these artists do covers of the greats.
Yeah.
Right.
And she... So, or sometimes they'll do a song. Like, let's say Junior Acha is performing Semarita and Nathaniel Cano's in the crowd. They'll be like, oh, sing it with me. Because, you know, they're all singers and stuff like that. You know, rappers don't really do that, essentially.
Right,
It's kind of like showing love to the homie.
R&B singers will, but like, rappers.
Yeah. So she wanted to come on stage to sing, and he was like, no.
This is one video that... So I don't know if the crowd, because it was just a short clip too.
Yes.
And it just catches kind of like someone behind him. And you could see her in the crowd and low-key they want her to go up. So she does this and then he tells her no, like don't come up.
Yeah.
But like now it's like, look, he hates her. Look, she's whack. She's this, she's that.
And do you feel like in a way he probably was just like trying to avoid that same thing?
Probably was trying to save her from... Because there's another time where she is on stage and another singer is like, hey, it's my turn to sing. Because she had... This is weird. She has pipes. So it's like she'll like sing. And not like... I don't know. She'll do like the long... Like she'll run.
She said during Canelo's walkout, right?
Yeah, she's done that. Okay. Like, and then someone else will be like, all right, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. Like type of deal. I just think she can't do anything right. They call these people like a polarizing figure. You either love her or you hate her. And it just seems like people are dead set on not fucking with her.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I don't hate her the way other people hate her.
Yeah. And honestly, it started off with people hating her because
how they got together.
She
right?
quote unquote, like took, she like arroba marido.
Yeah.
Arroba marido.
So she got with him, also knowing him in a relationship with someone else. But yet people fail to look at, like, low-key, he was the adult. He's the older one.
Yeah.
And also there's a little bit of grooming in here. But, like, we totally look past that shit with him. Like, he met her. He says, like, you know, like, I met her when she was really young and I waited. You know, like him saying, like, he knew since then.
He didn't have to say all that. Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, like, it's, like, literally out there. But then we're just going to hate her.
He's like C-Raw.
Instead of T-Raw, Tyga.
That's kind of a pretty accurate depiction.
And
imagine
then just people
if,
hating Kylie versus Tyga.
But imagine also if Kylie was like saw him and Blac Chyna. together and was like, I'm a fan of your guys' relationship.
Yeah.
And like, then a year and she later.
She probably has.
And then a year later, they got together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She also has, like, she comes from a really famous family. Yeah.
Her dad is a legend, Bob.
Her dad's grandpa's a legend. Her grandpa's a legend. Like, her.
Her whole life
is like royalty, right?
Yeah.
And so people just, like, hate her. And, like, granted, they've done some dumb moves too. Like, people don't like the things that she said or, like, the immigration stuff, but I think especially now at a time anything you say is getting picked apart, and unfortunately if you stay quiet that's also getting picked apart. So it's kind of like you can't win for shit right now.
Yeah.
And so it's just I thought amongst all the bullshit on Thanksgiving, like, can we just say that's a little bit cute?
I'm a fan of them because
most couples would have broke up already
because they're shorter. Or because they've been through
shit. No, because they've been through shit.
Oh, because they're shorter?
They've been through a lot of shit.
They ain't fool. They don't fool. They're like, and then you know what it is too? And like, in Mexico, like, stealing somebody's husband is going to be looked so down upon. Like, you fucking dirtbag. You desgraciada.
Yeah.
And then you come from like a rich family. Now people think they think that you're better than them.
And then it's happened in her family too.
Yes.
But like, totally not care that the dude's the one that.
And then the dudes never get blamed. For
she's
being
insane.
For being robbed.
She,
it's like, I know.
She took me.
Yeah.
That's like when,
yeah,
when, the,
my
guy, when the guy's like, no, please don't. I have a girlfriend.
And then she also had another interview, bro, where she said that she carries around a little comal to make him food wherever they go. Like she
carries
said
around
that,
a little stove.
Yeah, a little stove to cook for him.
She's a
and
winner.
Then all the other girls on the other side are like, wow, like
pick me
feminism.
Ass bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They were hating her because she's a woman.
Her grandma would make food for her grandpa or something, and she's like, yeah, so I learned like wherever he goes, even if he's on tour and I have to go and I have to take my little setup, I will go to make him food.
Girls
and
are
the
mad.
Girls were
and
hating?
Then girls are mad because
you know she doesn't stay in the kitchen.
She was like, bitch, I'm bringing the kitchen.
Yeah, she took it to another level.
I'll find it.
Like the feminist one. Yeah. And I'm not like, it's great to be fat and pro and whatever you want to do.
Nah,
but also, if she wants to do that,
to bully her. Fully mac and she got good pussy and it makes good food.
In a mobile kitchen.
That's some hating
shit. Okay, but hold on.
Bitches be so mad when they got nobody to cook food, but when they do got somebody to cook food for, now they don't want to cook it.
Okay, but flip side. If you just see the guy, like, I don't know. The only thing I could, like, think of is, like, Russell Wilson. Like, the perfect husband in the world. And
horrible
then he's like,
and,
yeah. But, like, and he's like, you know what? I build a house for Sierra wherever we're at. I just fucking take out my tools and I start. Wouldn't you be kind of like, you're making us look bad?
Why did everybody hate him so much? Because her ex is future?
No, it's like you're a great husband
he's
and a
too,
great man.
Too
but
perfect.
Throw the ball. Like, do your real job.
No,
like
to me, I love Russell Wilson, but also I think it's like he sets the standard so high as like a partner, as like a husband. You're just kind of like, am I supposed to do that?
Like, he's raising baby Future as Russell Wilson. Like, baby Future's not going to be toxic. There's zero lean in baby Future's future.
I think he changed his last name. Like, he's
Future,
like...
The little baby changed his last name?
Yeah, I'm
let's
sure.
also be very, like, there's so much shit we don't know. Like, he has other kids. And they've also probably changed their last names, too, because it's more about the... How involved are you and how involved are you not? And how much do I owe you if you're not involved?
Yeah.
Like, how much at that point?
Yeah.
Because he has other baby... This is like... Sierra's not his only baby mama.
Yeah. No, Russell Wilson, great. I don't know. That's how I could think of it. Like,
okay,
sometimes
right, so
it's
going to start in Spanish.
Okay.
And then it's going to show the interview.
So, can you say it one more time what happened?
No, you'll hear it. Oh, so she's saying that she brings in a little grill wherever she goes to cook for him. And she did it because of her grandma. Her grandma used to do that for her grandpa.
Para consentir a su esposo y así poder cocinarle en cualquier parte del mundo. La joven de 21 años confesó que esa costumbre la aprendió de su abuela Flor Silvestre, quien atendía a su abuelo Antonio Aguilar y a todos sus
legends.
En el hotel, ella siempre tenía su parrillita y con Cristian la verdad hago lo mismo. Pues lo que se le antoje, llevamos nuestro chef y cuando él de repente dice, amor, me haces un huevo en salsa o lo que sea, ahí ya voy yo. Fue en marzo cuando Nodal confesó que Ángela lo consentía a través del estómago.
No sabes, la comida que prepara es increíble para la cocina. Y esa es su manera también de consentirme, ¿no?
¿Qué te parece?
¿Qué te parece, bro? Why? ¿Qué te parece?
I get the hate. So people are like, I don't hate her, but...
Oh, my God. And then you understand, fool, that her grandma was not no regular bitch.
At all.
Her grandma was a boss. It's not like her grandpa was, like, just this famous fool that...
True.
Was,
he was literally him.
Mexican music wouldn't be what it is today without him.
You want to know where her grandma was?
Yeah. He's Vicente Fernandez OG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then her grandma's like... Mm-hmm. Let's compare her grandma to somebody black that sings.
Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. No, for real?
Yeah.
Boom. Damn. Yeah. And then they had a kid. And guess what?
Tupac.
Okay.
No.
We're still saying singer?
Their kid, I'm not mad at him.
Pepe Aguilar,
kid is,
he's his own vibe. Because he was like Bow more wow. like, no. More like a,
make it the fuck out of here.
Singing. Because he was like more for women music. Like, well, they all were, but more like.
Ja Rule.
No,
he got beat up.
Nelly.
That's great. Nelly. He's kind of Nelly.
I was like Ray J.
They're both goats.
If you're saying like
he but turned he had out the vibes.
Yeah, you're not mad at him. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so Aretha Franklin had a baby with another star and made Ray J.
Yeah.
Or Nelly.
And then he
Nelly.
Made her. Yeah, Nelly. Listen.
Nelly.
And then he made her. And she's just destined for it. She's a princess. She's royalty. Plus, her, like, Vicente Fernandez is like her godfather.
Yeah.
And so it's like everything is just set for her to just be.
And then guess what? She got with the cracking motherfucker that's taking over the Mexican region music, love wise, ranchera wise.
You know why I like it too? I guess she was like extra traditional. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason, like, her whole thing is like, she grew up in a ranch, and she has, like, all the traditional parts of that we love of Mexican music.
Yeah.
So she wasn't trying to be sexy, and she wasn't trying to be all this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
She was very much, like, if you were to go back
modest,
in time
very modest.
And go to a ranch and just see a woman there, mm-hmm. it's her.
She's like, my fault, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah, and then...
And then
the humble girl got with the...
With the bad boy.
With the future.
Yes.
Oh, so
she's Sierra.
All that means
she is kind of Sierra.
She hasn't got to her Russell Wilson yet.
No, but he's kind of turning
he's
into...
No, good.
He's changing.
He's changing.
He changed his whole thing around.
So did Future, though. I'm not going to lie. So did Future.
I'm sure, true.
He said he stopped...
I think they've been together longer than Sierra.
Hell no. A month ago, I seen a bitch get her Perkin taken back from Future. Because he wanted his Perkin back. He's not giving her no pussy.
He just celebrated his birthday on a boat with a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, but...
Changing doesn't mean you don't like bitches anymore.
But then...
I mean, it could.
So again, she has all of this. She's like set... She can have a chef. She can have a cook. Yeah. All of that. And
but she's
like,
I want to cook for my man.
But I get the hate because people are like, oh, look at me. I'm Angela Aguilar and my life is perfect. And I cook my man everything mm-hmm. he wants. And he's rich and successful and famous just like me.
Mm-hmm. And my dad and my grandpa and my grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what people are like. Like,
just come here legally. Because Loki, they get shit for that too.
Yeah,
like, there's different things.
Sure, I need some more.
Oh, they be on her head.
Tamarindo, please.
Can I get a paloma, please?
Yeah,
I'm
whatever
okay right
this
now.
Was.
No, you're not okay.
Because there's food.
So yeah, that's the one that definitely people are talking about in the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And hate them or love them, like I just thought him wearing his little boots.
Yeah.
They are pretty
fascinating, though, as a couple.
And I like how they're kind of like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Nobody could really tell them shit.
I mean, but you know the Mexican audience is strong, fool. They could either break you or make you, though.
You know I could tell she doesn't give a fuck? Because she has short-ass hair. And if you're a Mexican girl, you know not to cut your hair because everyone around you is telling you that long hair is beautiful. And if you're like, fuck that, I'm going to have short hair, that just shows me you think for yourself.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your whole life, your dad, your everybody is like, no te cortes el pelo, te ves más bonita con el pelo largo. It's like, long hair is beautiful.
Yeah.
And she just has like the Lord Farquaad cut, and she's like, I don't give a shit.
And she's young, living like, she's 21, dog. She's
I know, that's hella young.
Shaking her little bob.
Yeah, but that also means that the woman in her life taught her, like
they're probably strict.
Obviously, nobody's perfect, but your grandma being your grandma is a legend, like the woman, right? Your grandma's a legend, and she still takes her time off prior to being off tour singing Mila Rancheras to cook her husband.
Yeah,
I didn't.
That means there's like for her, she's like, oh, no excuse. Like, I can't say I'm a star and I'm too good for that. So she's just setting that.
And then so then when people are like, she does, he doesn't want her to sing, he must hate living being with her. It's like, bro, she cooks for him.
Bro, if you had fucking like a fucking bomb ass anything anytime you wanted when you're on tour, bro. You tell me
this is her grandma? She,
yeah,
for her, beautiful like dog.
Her grandma was a joint. What? You know what said? They all said like talented and shit like that. Y'all never said joint. Like, absolutely.
Y'all never said fine.
No, no, look, down, look, look. Born yo, in 1930. Like, full, look, look. Hear her sing. That's her now. Yeah.
Still a joint, but like.
Damn.
Look at her, fool. No BBL or nothing.
That's Antonio.
Antonio. That lefty for your birthday is just like a perfect thing, huh? Right, right, right. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm throwing draws in the crowd. Okay. For sure.
What?
But she would go from there to like, what do you want, honey? What do you want to eat?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm throwing all boxes.
You, miss?
I know, look at his face. Go back to when he's smoking the cigarette. He's like, te voy a llevar la casa.
He's all
creepy.
Look
at his eye.
What's he saying? Hey, what's
fool,
he saying?
Hey, fool, his and Pepe looks exactly like that fool. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, like, go more down. The fool just. Yeah, mute it. Just
yeah, like he's just watching her.
And then there's two fools. Like two fools watching her. Like, what? See, which one I take home, big dog? Oh, my God, bro. And I kind of looks like her, huh?
They're... I don't know who her mom is, but I think also the drama is that one of them did the same thing. I think the mom got him the same way, Pepe.
Oh,
it's like a whole drama.
Oh, that's just
that.
Tradition. At that point, you can't get in the way of tradition.
Yeah.
She already told you she's a traditional person.
Oh my God, look
there. Oh, grandma. It's so dumb.
Look for there in the palenque.
There you go.
Look at all the food. Look at that.
Hey, for those of you watching us right now, ask your abuelita about this.
Yeah.
Tell you about this. That guy lost.
Oh my God, such a bro.
So
imagine that being your grandma, dog, like being like a world, like an actor in those horror. Bro, those movies were the ones where hey, six, they would shoot the gun and it'll be like, pow. Like the gun, they had those long guns.
Like Westerns.
Like Hispanic Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
bro,
that.
Like.
But then they would just break out in like a song.
A song in the middle.
In the middle. But
that's
it was like
Hispanic
hard-ass
Clint
song.
Eastwood mixed with like a Michael Jackson music video. Like that's kind of legendary kinda. Right there.
What was I going to tell you guys? Okay, so it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving week. What time? Everybody answer. What time are you guys eating food? What time is the...
8 p.m.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m.?
That's crazy.
Is that late?
That's late.
That's pretty late.
Oh, we're gonna, okay.
You should be having the itis at that point.
That's,
right?
Yeah, that's black late. I'm not going to lie. 8 p.m.
That's like seconds or thirds time.
Oh.
About like 5 p.m.
5 is a good time. What about you?
They said 4, knowing...
Who is they?
My family.
Oh, okay.
Culturally... 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so watch what Martha Stewart said. I sent it to you on text as to what time everybody should be eating their dinner.
2 p.m.?
Get the fuck out of here.
If Martha don't mind her white business.
Yeah, fucking castle queen.
Hold on, though.
Hold on.
Yeah, people are hungry, and they're starting to circle the kitchen. That's true. You know, if you have a bunch of guests, and you don't want to wait till nighttime. You can eat and then watch the big games, you know, and then have more drinks and have fun. I love that. I eat dessert later, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Damn, Martha's getting, like, sexy, man.
Okay.
Way less sexy.
I'm not gonna lie. Nobody should make the rules. But if somebody did, it probably would be her. Yeah, like...
The casserole queen right there.
That was Thanksgiving... Godmother, the godmother of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you know how
you can't pull her Thanksgiving
the
card. Yeah. You cannot pull Martha Stewart's
Thanksgiving
card. Thanksgiving
robe thing, wreath thing.
And you know what? I'm gonna take it back. Last year we did Thanksgiving at 6.
Did you feel I was too late?
We
yeah,
at 6
it gets
p.m.
dark early.
Yeah, we had, you know what? You're right. Last year we had Thanksgiving at 6 p.m. and it felt like I was hungry again at 9, but everybody's already partying, so I didn't want to just be the one eating on the cut. So, you know, you're right. Maybe, you know, I'm going to tell my family we got to do white people time.
Yeah. 2 p.m. is crazy. Patti LaBelle got something to say about this for sure.
Call Granny Patty, see how she feels what time. Can we call Granny Patty, see how she feels what time?
Granny Patty.
That's why
Granny
I call her Granny
Pat.
Granny Pat.
Call her Granny Patty.
I'm all hungry right now.
Let's see.
A patty.
Let's see.
See if she answers you. Last time she didn't answer you, bro. One day she'll answer you on the pod.
Oh, Lefty called me. Should I come back?
Yes.
But Granny Pat is also.
Yo, Vic, I'm pursuing a gospel career.
For just called himself
my cousin. It was my cousin.
Is your cousin Lefty or different Lefty?
Yeah, it was a different Lefty.
You also have a cousin named Lefty.
Yeah, that's his nickname. Oh, he's a left-handed pitcher.
And what does Lefty do with his left hand?
Wank it.
Brooklyn might answer. Let's see.
Granny Pat does not like Vic.
She just don't answer her phone ever. She never has it.
Brooklyn watches it.
Yeah, Brooklyn always has it.
All right, it's a
funny. Tylo.
Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Oh yeah. 2 p.m. is crazy. Meet you. What time are you guys gonna start eating? Thanksgiving.
When actual Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
By like 6 or 7.
Okay, 6 or 7. Yeah. 6, 7.
Yeah. Okay, so no one asked me.
What time are you going to do it?
I think 2 p.m. is a great time.
Get the fuck out of here, Neto.
Honestly, I wish it was 2 p.m.
Okay, because I told everybody get to the house at 1. And, like, you guys know the type of Thanksgiving we have, pan con pavo. That's like a lunch. Pan con pavo is weird at dinner, I feel. Like, a fucking torta is weird at dinner. But I like it in the daytime.
But that's not all you're going to have, right?
No, it's going to... Well, clearly we're going to have the green bean casserole.
Like, it's going to be like potluck vibes.
Yeah. And then we're going to do, because we set it up, and I think I told you guys I wanted to do something with my sister too.
Oh, yeah.
So her mother-in-law's coming in from Nevada, and she's going to do like a white person Thanksgiving, like the turkey's going to be...
At your house?
At her house. So we're going to do the lunch at our house, and then the dinner.
Oh, okay. That's different. Yeah, okay.
But that's lunchtime Thanksgiving. And then I think it also has to do with when, like, co-parenting with David, I would be like, all right, we'll do the daytime, you guys do the nighttime or whatever. And I've just stuck to that schedule.
That's what I'm dealing with right now, too. So, like, I'm going to have Vic till, like, 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, shit, I'm going to go to, like, my grandma's crib and, like, hang out until then.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, then I got to drop them off. So then it's, like, then I'm going to go to, like, our crib and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
and then that part's helped me kind of maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to claim, like, Thanksgiving lunch, that makes more sense. But if it's, like, Thanksgiving dinner, cannot start it.
Well, just the way that we eat turkey, it feels like a lunch. Like, yeah. If I were to give you a fucking bolillo and fucking...
I get what you mean.
8 p.m., you'd be like, what the fuck is this, Leti?
100%, because I'm in a dilemma. I'm essentially in the same dilemma where we're having barbecue for lunch, for dinner, and I'm still like, fuck, man.
You're
like,
still doing it, huh?
I already put the payment down.
Mm-hmm. No turkey?
That's late, yeah, for all that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't mind... It starting at 4, so at 9 I could go into the homies pad and go eat some regular shit. I'm going to just drive to Vic's or you're like, where you at? I'm going to go pick up my
plate. Come at 2. I won't have something for you.
I don't want to be there at 2.
He's such a bitch.
For me, also, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's that day the whole day for me. I'm up early as fuck. I'm like, all right, Thanksgiving starts fucking now, as soon as I wake up.
But see, Vic has to go to like 30 families, dog.
He's doing a world tour.
A world tour in the city of Los Angeles. Thank God you have an electric car.
Let us know what time you're watching this on Thanksgiving, if you're watching it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let us know if it's 2 o'clock. Let us know if it's 6
o'clock. What if they just start? You should say the Thanksgiving prayer for them, Letty.
We do need to do a Thanksgiving prayer.
Let's do it. Yes,
who knows the best prayer?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not surprised.
Hallelujah. No, I saw for Tyler Perry.
So you're gonna do it in Spanish too, and then.
Okay, everybody, close your eyes. All
right, it's dinner time.
And it's dinner time, and this is how we end the pod.
Okay.
All right.
And also buy tickets to our live show, January
17th
at the Novo.
Buy tickets.
You know, you can give this as a Christmas present. You can give this as like, hey, this is what you're getting for the new year type of deal. I want to, and I'm shopping this, so I don't know if this is like confirmed, but I want to create graphics that people can print out that says that they're going. Like, if you buy the ticket, you can get this, and then you can put it in someone's gift and say that they're going to go.
That's fire. I love that. Yeah, and honestly, it's still early enough to like, you guys, if you're out of town, you can buy tickets. Shout out all my Chicago family. They all bought tickets to come out here for the weekend, and they said they were like less than $100.
Wow.
Like flights, you know what I'm saying?
If you buy ahead of time, it's definitely the New Year's. People spend so much.
And it's a long weekend, so they were like, "We're here."
Yes, I'm excited.
It's time to pray.
All right, you guys. Okay, no. Bow your heads.
Okay, Luis is praying. So, Luis, do you want to do a prayer first?
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Shout out the brown kids.
I wish everybody in the entire earth to be safe and treated like they're supposed to.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, go.
All right. You feel me? Happy Thanksgiving, first and foremost. I want to thank Jesus Christ and everybody around us. You feel me? Have good prayers. If you don't like your cousin next to you, don't slap in front of your grandma. Slap him behind your grandma.
Wow.
So she doesn't. Don't slap him today. So she doesn't think that you, because they're fighting, make her believe that you guys are not fighting. If your cousin brought a new girlfriend or boyfriend, don't let them know about your cousin being a hoe in the past. Let them, you know, let it be a day of peace. If you are co-parenting today, please keep the bullshit to the side and let the kids be happy in both Thanksgivings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are celebrating with the new family, do not bring Letty's green bean casseroles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to get doubles at a place that you were invited to, go to the cut like Dunowski's and pretend that you're not hungry and then take a plate when you leave. And be happy, be nice to people, and happy Thanksgiving.